This goes to Miss Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levand, L-E-V-A-N-D, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 866-419-3504, and Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V like Victor, E-N like November, S like Sam, M like Mary, A. Fax 616-252-5939, regarding Anthony Kroll, C-R-O-L-L, date of birth 11/12/1949. Dear Betsy and Dr. Sevensma, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kroll with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and a neurogenic bladder. He, since his last visit, had his right foot second toe on the one next to the great toe amputated, and now he has a suprapubic catheter in place. And Dr. Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, is his urologist who changes the suprapubic catheter. That's preferable to him as opposed to inserting a straight catheters every 4 hours or Foley catheter use. He prefers the suprapubic catheter at this time for his neurogenic bladder. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is up 4 pounds since his last visit on July 11th of 2023. He believes his blood sugars are fairly well controlled, and he's had no recent illnesses. Medication list is reviewed, and I want to highlight Bumex 1 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for chronic atrial fibrillation. Tramadol is 50 milligram once a day if he has a gout flare-up. Magnesium 400 milligram daily and Lantus insulin. Physical exam, weight 285 pounds, pulse is 86, blood pressure is 130 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is irregular chronically, and the rate is controlled at 86. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no edema or minimal ankle edema, and he does have a leg bag on the left lower leg from the suprapubic catheter. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/22. Of 2023, creatinine is 1.86, estimated GFR is 38, albumin 3.6, calcium is 8.4, sodium 142, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 2.6, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently controlled. 4, neurogenic bladder with recent suprapubic catheter insertion, managed by Dr. Curry. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.